Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I am so thankful that you've tuned in today because while I'm not sure you'll stay for the full episode, I'm hoping that enough will be said that piques your interest and you'll want to hang out with us for the entire time. So here's what I need you to know. We started recording on Wednesdays in 2019, and Wednesdays are also my weekly Wednesday fasting. And so the way weekly Wednesday fasting works is I eat breakfast and lunch on Wednesdays, and then I fast dinner and breakfast on Thursdays. And there's a lot of solidarity in it because there are about 8 or 10 of us who are all fasting together. And it's been really, really wonderful to do this on Wednesdays throughout the year. And I realize I'm probably not gaining a ton of audience members by constantly talking about fasting. A long time ago, the Lord showed me that either I needed to do this podcast for Jesus and Jesus alone, or I needed to hang it up altogether. And so as I repetitively talk about fasting, it's more of just something that I need to work out with Jesus, and you're just here for it. But it's really for an audience of one. And so I hope you won't leave, but I totally understand if you do. Again, just like with last week, I looked up some quotes, and what I found were so encouraging in the nature and in the person who gets the credit. Ben Franklin is quoted with saying, "The best of all medicines are rest and fasting." Isn't that amazing? And then I also found another quote that says, "A fast is not necessarily something we offer God, but it is the assistance we need in offering ourselves." I just feel like that needs to be repeated. A fast is not necessarily something we offer God, but it is the assistance we need in offering ourselves. So in 2019, what I have experienced, what I've personally experienced, is revelation knowledge, where I know I'm thinking thoughts I can't take credit for. And it almost makes me giddy when I think about it, when I ponder it, or when I reminisce about what happened during my 21 days of prayer and fasting, because the Lord just kept downloading thoughts that I knew I couldn't take credit for. And I can't even really remember all of them, but I have one last situation that I want to share with you today. And so you need to know that I looked up the definition of revelation, and it is defined as a surprising and previously unknown fact, especially one that is made known in a dramatic way. And that's what my 21 days of prayer and fasting was. Now, it wasn't a surprising and previously unknown fact every single day, but I just constantly was in a posture of making myself available and offering myself to the Lord. And so it was happening regularly. And this is biblical, because if we look at Jeremiah 33:3, this revelation notion, it's very biblical, because that scripture says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you did not know." I can't speak for you, but I want more of that in 2019. I want more of great and unsearchable things that I did not know. I want to know the Lord in a deeper way in 2019. I want to make myself more available to the Lord in 2019. There have been so many areas of my life that I've sectioned off and I've partitioned off and I've just not given the Lord access to. And I want Him to have access to all of me in 2019. And I don't really know why I've withheld so much of myself from the Lord. Maybe it's fear, but I think I'm finally at a place where I don't want to be afraid anymore. You know, and furthermore, God has opened my eyes recently to the fear and bondage that I see so many of my loved ones living with. And so I ache for them as well. I want God to have more of them in 2019. I want to see them trust Him with more in 2019. I can't emphasize this enough. We're running out of time. Like, we're going to see Jesus face to face one day, and we're going to be with Him for all eternity. I want to be as ready as possible to be fully known. And so how do I make myself ready? I make myself ready by being fully known here on earth. So when I think about my content, I think about scripture verses and I think about quotes like I've used for the past couple of weeks, but I also find myself considering song lyrics. And it's a repetitive song, but have you ever heard Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs? It's it's so elementary and it's so repetitive, and there aren't even probably 50 words in the entire song because so many phrases repeat themselves. But in that song, Tasha Cobbs says, "There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain." And then later on in the song, it says, "I hear the chains falling." I can hear it. I hear the chains falling. And you know, there have been a couple of songs recently that I'm thinking of, another song by Michael W. Smith. Why is the title escaping me? But it's "This Is How I Fight My Battles. This Is How I Fight My Battles." And it's a very, very repetitive song. And there's a part of me that kind of wants to be offended whenever lyrics are clearly repetitive. And I'm just kind of like, you're insulting my intelligence. I know that this is how I fight my battles. I know that there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. But I also believe that the Holy Spirit can use that repetition to like access a part of my being. I feel like the Holy Spirit can use that repetition to access a part of myself that I've never experienced before. I don't know how to articulate it, but the more I hear Tasha Cobbs saying, "There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain," there's something in me that believes it at a deeper level. And like, after I've heard her say it for the 10th time, I'm like, yes, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. But let me tell you, when I engage fully, when I fully engage in prayer and fasting, I hear the chains falling. I'm reading an excellent book right now with my accountability group called Full by Asherita Choo-Choo. And she did a chapter on fasting that's quite possibly the best material on fasting I've ever read. And here are just a couple of excerpts from that book, from that chapter. And she says, "While fasting is biblical, and it is a method through which God often chooses to draw us closer into His presence, we must be careful to avoid some of the common pitfalls. The goal of fasting will never be willpower or weight loss. Fasting is worship." And again, when I read things like that, I hear chains falling, because fasting is worship. It is not willpower. It is not weight loss. It is worship. And here's another quote. "Fasting is not just not eating. That's called a diet. and it's a really bad diet if you're just going to abstain from food in order to lose weight. But that was me. That was Jill. Fasting is an object lesson taught by the Spirit of God, helping us learn that we were created to find satisfaction in God and God alone. And so while I was in my season, while I was in my 21 days of prayer and fasting, something so amazing happened. And again, these chains are breaking little by little. And so we need to have an open share about that. Hi, my name's Jill, and I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ, and I celebrate recovery from overeating and codependency. And while I struggle with insecurity and fear, I know that I will celebrate recovery from those things as well. Okay, so I can't say that this will be the last time that I ever talk about fasting. I feel like this might be the first of many, or the middle of many times that I talk about fasting, but this is probably the last time I'll reference my 21 days of prayer and fasting in the beginning of 2019. And I just have one more situation that I need to share with you. As I was wrapping up my 3 weeks of prayer and fasting, I got incredibly hungry. I got incredibly hungry, and I got incrementally less satisfied with the one meal that I was eating every day. Because I'm pretty sure I told you that it was this. I ate the same thing every day for 3 weeks. And so as the 3 weeks was wrapping up, I just was less satisfied with what I was eating. The 23 and a half hours that I wasn't eating, I felt very hungry. And I just, those last few days were very, very much a struggle. And I was having to put my head down and remember what we talked about last week or a couple of weeks ago in Nehemiah chapter 6, where Nehemiah said, I'm carrying on a great project and I cannot come down. I just felt like I had to put my head down and I just had to power through the next 5 minutes because I'm carrying on a great project and I cannot come down. No pantry. I cannot even look inside of you right now because I'm carrying on a great project and I cannot come down. And so I said something to my accountability group about how much I was struggling and how physically these last few days were, they were almost Mount Everest. I just didn't know how I was going to get to the end of the 21 days. And one of my accountability partners just spoke into that in such a fantastic, well-timed way. And she said, but don't you think that's what Jesus went through in the garden of, not in the garden. And she said, but don't you think that's what Jesus went through in the desert when he was tempted by the enemy? Like, don't you feel like that's exactly what he experienced? And as I thought about that, I was like, wow, that is probably similar to what he experienced in the wilderness as he was being tempted. And so I'll never forget, I won't even forget what road I was on. I'm in my car riding down the road and I just kind of tongue in cheek, I was like, Jesus, I know how you felt when you were in the wilderness. And it was so swift and so fast. The Holy Spirit's a gentleman, but I almost felt like I got slapped across the face. In a gentlemanly type way, obviously. But I just felt the Holy Spirit say, no, no, Jill, you will never know how he felt in the wilderness. But he knows how you feel today. And that's better. And that was so comforting to me in that moment because it's so true. I will never know how Jesus has ever felt. I will never know the magnitude of love. I will never know the depth of his sacrifice. I will never know what lengths he went to reach me and rescue me from eternity separated from him. but he will always know how I feel. And that is a game changer, because I need to know that he knows how I feel. And I thank you for letting me share. Thank you for letting me share. Let's close with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks for listening to Jesus and Jill just for today.